Last week we studied first 14 verses. Today we are going to start from verse 15.
But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law.
Now, if you remember, St. Paul is talking to the church of Galatians. These people started in the Spirit and ending in the flesh. That's why St. Paul is trying to tell these people, you have a war in your life. When you are a spirit man or spirit woman living for Jesus Christ, and all of a sudden you go back to the world, what happens? You don't feel good. You feel miserable. And your life is not the same. So here he's saying, the spirit and the flesh always fights. But if you are already in the flesh all the time, then you have calluses. Just like you start smoking a cigarette and first puff you took and you start coughing, that was a signal to stop. But you kept on smoking and you kept on coughing one or two days, and then you start taking for a long time, then you cannot live without it. The same way every bad habit. And then you get calluses and you don't feel guilty and there is no war in your flesh anymore. But here is saying verse 18, but if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So that means if you let the Spirit of God work in you, then you will not have any problems. Now, many people are saying and thinking, I'm a child of God. Or you cannot be child of God until you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Generally talking, each and every person under the heaven, they are children of God. But devil worked on them, and whoever listens to the devil and listens to the flesh, they are not anymore the children of God. They are the children of devil. Because children of God will walk according to the will of God. So here the word of God is saying, if you are living in spirit, then you are not under the law. If you are a child of God, you will not do the things which world does. There's a difference between the child of God and the child of the devil. Child of the devil will please his father, who is the devil. And you know what the devil is all about. Let's read the St. John chapter 8 and verse 44.
Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
See, now it's very simple. He says, the lust of your father you will do. So the devil lusts for all evil things. And when you are bound to devil or listening to devil, then he works through your flesh. So when you start listening to devil and doing what the devil, the father of the world, is doing, then you are the children of the devil. He is a liar, he is a murderer, he is a killer, he is a destroyer, and he does everything what the flesh tells you to do. And that's what the difference between the Christians and non-Christians. Book of Romans chapter 8, start reading from verse 9.
For ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
See, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are not under the flesh or bondage of flesh. Then you are in the Spirit. What kind of Spirit? He says the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ. So once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ comes to dwell in you, the Father comes to dwell in you, and now you are child of God. He says if you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. What does it mean you are none of His? That means you have no authority to call yourself Christian. If you want to be a Christian, then you led by the Spirit. You cannot say I'm a Christian and living in flesh. Because we cannot live in flesh when we walk according to the Spirit of God. Okay, let's read the verse 10.
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
When we are in Christ, once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we are dead to sin. We cannot commit sin when we are a child of God. So here he's saying, when you are in the Spirit, your body is dead to sin, and now you are a righteousness of God. What does it mean? When God sees you through the blood of Jesus Christ, you are not a sinner anymore, but you are a righteous child of God. You cannot live in the flesh, do the works of the flesh, and call yourself a child of God. But if you live in Christ, the Father sees you through the blood of Jesus Christ, and He sees you a righteous man. Verse 11.
But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Now here is saying, if you have the same Spirit, which Spirit raised Jesus Christ from the dead? What Spirit He had? He had His own Spirit, Spirit of Christ, as well as He had the Spirit of His Father. So Father lived in Him, so He says Father raised Him from the dead. And He says if you have the same Spirit, what Spirit? The Spirit of God, or Spirit of Christ. When we belong to Jesus Christ, then He will raise you up. Before that He said if you live in flesh, you are not going to make it to heaven, period. Jesus Christ is coming for His bride. What kind of people He is coming? Let's read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 and 27.
That He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
That's the kind of church Jesus Christ is coming in the world. There are so many churches, they call themselves Christian. If they call themselves Christian and they have blemishes, they have wrinkles, and they are not living a Christian life, they will not be able to be resurrected. That's what we were reading in the book of Romans. Go back to the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 12. We read 11.
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live.
See, if you cannot live a Christian life on this earth, you cannot make it to heaven. And somebody says, well, I'm too young to live a Christian life. I'm going to enjoy the world for a while, and then I'll make it. You never know. There are disaster coming. Hurricane, tornado, plane crash, car crash, and all kinds of fire, and every disaster comes, and you do not have time to repent. So we have to be ready all the time. Verse 14.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
So what he's trying to say, if you want to be a child of God, you should be leading your spiritual life by the Spirit of God. And when you are in Christ, Christ dwelling in you and Father dwelling in you, and you live a spiritful life, then God says, oh, he is my child. If you live in flesh, you are not a child of God. Somebody says, how come? You are a disobedient child of God, you are a rebellious child of God, or you are a backslidden child of God. And that child will not make it when Jesus Christ comes. He says, you have to be led by the Spirit of God, and then God will call you his children. Verse 15.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
So here is the difference between the Spirit of God and the spirit of the enemy. If you are possessed by demonic spirit, you will always live in torment, always living in fear and anxiety and all kinds of problems. But once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you do not have the fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, God has not given us what? The spirit of fear, but he has given us love, power, and sound mind. So once we are in the Lord, we don't have fear. The love of God casteth out the fear. So once you are in the love of God, living for God, you don't have to be afraid of anything. Your job situation, your work situation, your marriage situation, your house situation, or anything. Because you don't have to worry. Those are the things the worldly people worry. We don't have to. Because we are living for God, and the Spirit of God is in me. And so I'm going to call my Abba, Father, in the time of need. And he will answer. He says, call upon me and what? I will answer you. Our God is not busy. He is always there to answer you. Verse 16.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Now he said, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Somebody says, I don't know if I'm a child of God. Why you don't know? Because you don't know when you got saved. People say, oh, are you Christian? Yes. How do you know you're Christian? Because my father and mother, they are Christian. So I'm born in that family. That's why I'm Christian. You do not become a Christian because your mother and father is a Christian. That's why so many people don't know they are Christian or not. What you have to do to be a Christian? Go to the book of James, chapter 1, verse 18.
Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
The God sent his word and his truth. Who is that? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is called the word of God. And he is the truth of God. If you're living in a lie, if you're living in a demonic things, you would not know the truth. Jesus Christ says, he shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. And he says, if the Son of God sets you free, you are free indeed. Free from what? Free from sin, sickness, disease, death penalty, everything. So you have to know the truth. And that truth is Christ, is the word of God. Go to the 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed. What is the corruptible seed? Do you know? Corruptible seed means you are born with your mother and father desire. That is not born again. If your mother was a Christian and father was a Christian and you are born in that family, you are not a Christian. Why? Because you are born with a corruptible seed. But incorruptible seed is what? Jesus Christ, the Word of God. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you receive that incorruptible seed, and now you are born again, child of God. So you cannot say, I am born again because somebody told me you are a Christian. No, you have to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because He is the Word of God, He is the truth of God, He is the seed of God. Once you receive that seed in your spirit, then you are born again. Let's read St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13.
But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name.
Now here He says, as many as anyone receives Jesus Christ as his or her Lord and Savior, that person is what? Born again, child of God. How it happens? You have to listen about Christ. You have to believe what the Christ is all about. You have to put your trust in Jesus Christ that He is my Lord and He is my Savior, and He is going to forgive all my sins. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you belong to God. Then what Jesus Christ has, everything is belong to you. And He says, how you became born again? Let's read the verse 13.
Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Now He says, you are not born by the will of your mother and father, but you are born from above. How you born from above means you are born from God. God sent His Son into this world. It's called Jesus Christ is the Savior. Or seed of God, the Word of God. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are born from above. And that's the difference between the children of God and children of devil. So that's why we read in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 18, if you are led by the Spirit of God, you are not under the law. Why? Because the Spirit of God will not allow you to do anything wrong. So you have to stay in the Spirit of God. If somebody says, I love the Lord, and start doing the things what the world does, then what? Read the 1 John chapter 2 and start reading from verse 15 to 17. You cannot say, I love the Lord, and do the things which is pleasing to the devil.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
See again, lust of the flesh. Always you please the flesh, you are going to go away from the Lord. And the Word of God says, if you start doing that, then you are not loving me. What does it mean? If you say, I love Jesus, then you do what Jesus said. I cannot say, I love you, Lord, and I don't do what Lord says. Jesus says, if you love me, then what? You will do my commandments, or you will obey me. So here He says, if you're loving the Lord, then you will not go after the flesh. And if you start going after the flesh, then you are not the child of God. Verse 17.
And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
When He says, the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. What does it mean? The world is going to be finished one day. And the people who are living lustful life, they are going to burn with the world. That's what it is. Say, oh, God is so merciful. He will save me in the last minute. Today is the time of grace. The grace door is open right now. Jesus Christ said, oh, come unto me, oh, heavy laden. When the door is shut, he cannot do anything. You know about Noah? Noah preached 120 years. Not a single person came. And the word of God says, God shut the door. You have to read it. God shut the door and many people came. Noah, Noah, we work with you. We know you. Could you open the door? But Noah said, I cannot do it. Lord, shut the door. So same way now the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is calling us. If you harden our heart, then we are going to be lost. World is going to be destroyed. There are some preachers will be telling you, oh no, this world will be forever. They are not reading the same Bible what I'm reading. My Bible says, this world will pass away. You will not even see where this world is. You cannot find it. God is going to make a new heaven, a new earth, new Jerusalem for us. Our God is not in the repair business. Let me repair this whole world, patch it here and patch it there and make it new. No. In the Revelation, he says, behold, I make everything new. Our God is not remodeling. He is going to make new. So if you're living in this world, sinful activity is doing, and you're deceiving somebody, taking the form of Christianity, and not living like a Christ, then you're going to be destroyed. Let's go back to the Galatians chapter 5. Now it's going to come a little bit tougher. Verse 19.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
You know how he started? He said the lust of the flesh and the works of the flesh as follows. And then he gave the list up to all the evil things. If I start talking about each and every evil deed, we will be sitting here forever. So there are so many evil things you do, and he says they are doing by the flesh. And if you start doing this, he says, they such do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. How much clearer you need? I didn't write that. God is saying it. He says, if you start doing all this stuff, and you say, oh, God is so gracious, God cannot change his word. When he says, these people will not inherit the kingdom of God, period. He cannot change it. Let's read the 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 11.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
See, again, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So all these things people are doing it as a Christian. And they're thinking, well, God is good. And other Christians are doing it. That doesn't give me license. If other Christians are doing so, I'll do it. We have to say what God wants.
Yes, sir.
Not other people want. He says, if you start doing this thing, will not or shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So some people will be surprised. Then they will be cast to the hell. Then they said, wow, I thought I was going to church every Sunday. I thought God should at least have some mercy on me. No, God is not looking how many days you went to church. He is going to say how much you live in the Spirit and how much you please God in the Spirit. If you live in the flesh and you die in the flesh, you cannot make it to heaven. Some people said, it's so difficult to live a Christian life. Not so. Not so. It's very easy to live a Christian life. How is it? Live in the Spirit. Abide in the Spirit of God. You will not have any problem to fulfill the desires of the flesh. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8.
But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
See now, simple thing, even the liars. And some Christian businessman, she said, without lying, you cannot do the business. That's the world says. When I was doing business, when I got saved, I never lied in my business. So here the word of God is saying, all liars also will go to the hellfire. If you keep on lying, one day you'll be end up in hell. Somebody says, I'll ask forgiveness. You may not get chance to ask forgiveness. So this is the chance to ask God, say, Lord, please forgive all my sins. Let's read that verse and then we'll go to the scripture. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 to 9. Because after telling all of these things, somebody said, what should I do now?
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Our God is a good God. He doesn't want anyone to go to hell. So he said, now you're frustrated. You don't know what to do. I give you a chance. Why don't you repent? Why don't you confess your sins? Why don't you come to me? And I will forgive all your sins and I will make you righteous. When you say righteous means what? Not any sin in you. You are standing before God as you never committed sin. And that's what the blood of Jesus Christ does and the word of God does. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive all our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So we have a chance to come to Jesus and say, Lord, I don't want to live in flesh. I want to live in you. I want to live for you. And he will make you happy. Let's read the verse 22. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. We're going to finish soon.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
If you live in the Spirit of Christ, you are going to produce these fruits. And some people would say, you know what? I don't have the Holy Spirit, so the life is tough. The fruit of the Spirit. This is not the fruit of the Holy Spirit. These are the fruit of the Spirit. So there is a difference between the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God or Spirit of Christ. Once you are born again, child of God, as I said earlier, the Spirit of Christ lives in you and the Spirit of God lives in you. Then if your God and the God's Son lives in you, you cannot commit sin. You are going to produce the fruits. Now, many of you know, the word of God says, Jesus said, I will come and bring my Father with me and we will have home in you. Read that verse, St. John chapter 14 and verse 23.
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, He will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
See, if you love Jesus, and if you love the Father, and if you listen to them, he said what? I'll come and bring my Father, and then we'll stay in you. Now just think that God the Father and God the Son start living in you. Are you going to commit sin? No way. And then he says, all these fruits mentioned here, chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, all these fruits are easily be produced by you, being Christ living in you. Once we are born again, we are start producing each fruit one at a time. How? By Christ living in you. There is nothing impossible with God when God lives in you. You can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth you. You cannot say, it's too hard, I cannot do it. When Jesus lives in you, the life is so easy. We are struggling because we do not have Christ in us. When you have Christ, what do you have? Peace, right? Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. When we are in troubled world, what do we need? Jesus. When Jesus comes, you have peace and you produce peace. I don't have time to go and talk about each and every fruit, but when we were studying about Holy Spirit, we studied about each fruit and we studied very carefully. So here the Word of God is saying, if you want to live in the Spirit, what you need? You need Jesus Christ and you need a Father. And Father and Son promise to live in us. Now see here, Jesus Christ is saying, I will bring my Father and we will come and make home in you. And Galatians chapter 4, verse 6, please read. God will put the Spirit of Christ, his Son's Spirit, in you.
And because of your sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
Here's Father is saying, you know what I'm doing? I am putting my Son's Spirit in your hearts so you could cry, you could say, Abba, Father. So here Father is saying about the Son's Spirit. And John chapter 14, we learn the Son is talking about Father's Spirit. Yes, sir. So they work together. So once you have Jesus Christ, you have the Father. The Word of God says if you deny Christ, you cannot have the Father. But if you have Son, you can have the Father. So when the Father and Son lives in you, you do not have any problem producing the fruits of the Spirit. Okay, let's go back to the Galatians chapter 5. Start reading from verse 24.
The day that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts.
If you all belong to Christ, then what you do? Crucify the flesh. Now somebody says, you know, it's too hard to give up this stuff. It's not hard. You receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and if you give up the cigarette, you will have headache. So what happened? Crucify yourself for a while. You have to suffer for a while, and you will be all right. You are suffering for the Christ's sake. Christ suffered for you, so we should suffer for him, right? So he says, you have to crucify your flesh. Our body, we have to give it to the Lord. He says, you give your body as what? Living sacrifice. Read that book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, please.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
See, if you want to know the will of God and what God wants and why you are here, what is the purpose you are living, then sacrifice the flesh. Give your flesh to God and say, Lord, I'm giving my body. Whatever I'm doing wrong, I don't know how to live. I'm going to surrender my life to you. Once we keep our body as a living sacrifice to God, the Spirit of Christ will come, the Spirit of God will come, and when he says, your mind has to change. How the mind you can change? You cannot change your mind. You just give your body to God and then Jesus Christ comes in. And then you will have what? Mind of Christ. Jesus Christ lives in you. Then you have the mind of Christ, the mind of God. And then you don't have problem producing fruits and living a Christian life. It's easy. Surrender your life to God. Then you know what is the will of God. It is not easy to follow the Lord, but if you are in Christ and Christ is leading you, then you have no problem knowing the will of God. I know what is my mission. That's why I'm not shaken by the things happens and I see. Because what I'm doing, according to the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. My eyes on Jesus Christ, and I trust in Jesus Christ. God is supplying my needs, so my eyes is on God. I surrender my life to Jesus Christ, so I know the will of God. Okay, let's go back to the Galatians chapter 5. We are going to finish soon, as I said. Verse 25 and 26.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
He said, if you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If you are living in the Spirit, you also walk in the Spirit. Let the whole world know you are a living witness to Jesus Christ, who you are, until you come out and introduce yourself to somebody and they see the Christ in you. Then they will come to Christ. Verse 26.
Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another.
If you're really living in the Spirit, you are not going to fight. You are not going to be jealous about anybody. Means you're not going to do any sinful activity. What your gain will be? Glorifying God. How can I win souls? How can I please my Father? How can I tell somebody about Jesus? Every time I go out of my house, I think about talking to somebody. If I'm inside the house, whatever I'm doing, I'm thinking about God. So the Word of God is saying, if you're living in this world, we are living for God. When you are living in the flesh, you're always thinking, what kind of food I'm going to eat? Oh, I ate the Chinese food. That's not good. I want to go Italian food. I want to eat this, I want to eat that. And you people are traveling miles and miles to just get the food. You will be surprised. Some people are coming by plane. And I was in India, one person came by plane to get a food. He said, I just came by plane to eat this food. This much crazy people are there because their flesh craving for worldly things. But if I'm in the Lord, I can eat dry bread and just the water and no complaint. Ask my wife. So what I'm trying to say, the day I got saved, I gave up the desires of the world. When I was in the world, I would fight for food. When my mom cooks, salt is less and this is bad and this is good and this is not. Not only that, I say, Mommy, what is this? The hair is in food. Take this food away. Throw it out. All these things I did. But when I got saved, everything gone. Now I'm not living for food. I'm not living for luxury. I'm living for Christ. That's what the Word of God is saying. Give up this fighting, biting and everything. And just looking unto Jesus and run your race. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Give us grace to follow you. Let us receive the Spirit of God and Spirit of Christ. Let us live for you. Time is very short. The life is very short. We want to live for you. Lord Jesus, give us your grace, your mercy, your kindness. People are dying without God and without Christ. Let us walk in the Spirit. Let us live in the Spirit. Let us draw so many people to Christ. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated.